5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
I am sitting on a present right now that is so perfect for somebody in my life that it has been difficult for me to hold on to it and not give it to them before Christmas because I know how excited they are going to be. Although this has happened to me before, and when you deliver it and it's met with less than a parade and you're like, oh, that was perfect. I spent so much time picking that one out.
This is why this is such the perfect lesson of how life is better when you manage expectations. If you have none, you'll never be disappointed.
Yeah, next time I'm just going to throw it at him and go, here, hope you like it. Cassie might be going through this right now.
I did. So my husband and I recently celebrated our anniversary, our sixth anniversary. I had to count it in my head. And so, you know.
Our sixth wedding anniversary.
Yes.
But you guys have been together for...
Like 17 years or something.
In eternity.
Yes, a very long time. Which, by the way, side note, it's always weird going from celebrating your dating anniversary for like 15 years to a completely new date and starting over. And you're like, what about everything else? Anyway, so I got him a present. But of course, we are living in our RV right now. We don't have a lot of space. And Christmas is right around the corner. And so I thought I found him the perfect gift. So I did do the whole thing. Iron was the metal or whatever. So I got him a little iron keychain with our wedding date on it, forged from a workshop in the Adirondack Mountains in upstate New York where he's from.
Wow.
So it was like this cute little token. And then I got him what I call the big gift, right? So I always do like the little gift is wood or whatever that thing that year's theme is, and then I get him what I really want to get him. So we have a nice TV in the RV. It is fairly big. It's great because it's a camper. It's made for like going around recreation, and the inside is a place you'd want to chill in the evening. The problem is it is right on the wall where our kids' room with their bunk beds is, and that wall is paper thin, so you can hear anything, right? Well, my husband's also deaf in one ear, so we have to have the volume louder if we're going to watch TV at all. So essentially, when the kids go to bed, that's it. We're quiet for the night, and we head on into our room where there is a TV, but then I go to bed, so he can't watch it in there either. So this poor man, who is a night owl and is used to staying up to like midnight, 1 a.m., is like in this dark camper where he has to be silent as a mouse and can't do anything, essentially, because he's going to wake everyone up. So it's tough for him. So I went on Reddit, I did my research, and I found the most recommended, sweetest pair of over-the-ear headphones, that Bluetooth pair to the TV. They're
brilliant.
Wireless. He's a horror movie aficionado. He could give Rebecca a run for her money. And I was like, you can now watch on the big TV any movie you want to. We'll bring the PS5 in here. You can play video games because he's a gamer, but literally hasn't played in like a year. I'm like, so you can have your time at night to do the things you want to do, the video games, the movies, the YouTube videos, whatever, walkthroughs. And it's right on your ear. So you're going to be able to hear it. You can have it as loud as you want and you're not going to bother anyone. And I was just same kind of thing as you, but over the moon. I could not wait to give it to him because I'm like, finally, he's going to get personal time back. Like, I'm so excited. I found a workaround and I gave him the box. And unfortunately, he opened it and looked at it. And unfortunately, that morning, his other eardrum had ruptured, so he was totally deaf.
No.
So on our anniversary, when I gave it to him, he couldn't hear anything. And I'm like, happy anniversary. Here's your $250 pair of headphones that are absolutely useless. And it was one of those things where I had been trying to contain my excitement, and I felt so bad. I was on a Delta 9 gummy a few nights earlier, and I was just staring at him, and I busted out laughing because I just knew it was going to be, it was like the night before, I knew it was going to be hard for him to hear because he had a ear infection, and he thought I was laughing at him.
So I made it even worse because
I was high, staring at him, and doubled over, wheezing with tears coming out of my eyes because it was the funniest thing. And he's like, "What are you laughing at me? What's wrong?" And I'm like, "I can't tell you. I promise I'll tell you soon, but I can't tell you." So I told him the next day, and of course, it's not as funny because when you're high, everything is funny. And so just my beautiful gift that I put so much thought and research into was like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever gone through this where you've, or you've been the recipient of it and you could see the disappointment in the giver's eyes when you're not as excited as they thought you were going to be?
I don't think so.
What's that like?
Definitely have one. It would take too long to tell right now, but maybe later on in the show. But I bought my son a stand-up video arcade game.
I remember this.
I'll tell you. You know what is really funny about this is that I just brought it up to him. It has been bothering me for 10 years. So I just brought it up to him the other day on why he was so disappointed in this gift that I thought for sure was going to be a home run. It had been bothering me for a decade. And we're at a point in our relationship now where I just really needed closure on it. And I asked him about it a couple of days ago. And he finally gave me a straight answer. But I'll bring it up later. It'll take me too long to tell it right now.
The Burt Show.